At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We're partnering up with Channel 13 on this deal. You can see some of our content on their website, and we're thrilled to be doing that. And Alita Loresca is joining us here on the show.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
Oh, man, it feels so good. Perfect morning for a Coors Light.
You see, cold, clean. It was cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing this morning, wasn't it? It was about 56 degrees this morning.
You were watching, or at least you looked at your thermostat on your car, and it was 56 degrees.
Alita, I have no choice but to watch. Yeah. You know that, right?
I do. Yeah. I do know, sir. Yes, yes. You are forced to watch ABC.
No, I'm not forced. It's what I do. It's what we do.
Okay. Yeah. That, same in my household, you know?
Yep. That's right. You watch Channel 13. So is this a sign that we're going to start getting some nice, cool weather coming in, or what?
Yeah, you know, it's been nice. Every other couple of days or so, we get one of these nice fronts to bring down the humidity, and got some cooler weather. 68 degrees right now. It feels fantastic.
Fantastic. What about first pitch tonight? It looks like it's going to be a nice night. Maybe, just maybe, they can open the roof?
Oh, you know, that's not going to happen. You know, we need to keep that roof closed, make it nice and loud.
That is true.
Yeah.
Remember in the World Series, they wouldn't let them open the roof a couple of years ago, even though that we wanted to. But, you know, so before the game, obviously, it's going to be warmer. Is it going to be cool when we're getting out?
Yeah, so it does look like temperatures will be in the low to mid-70s. Upper 70s, you know, there's going to be a whole lot of festivities prior to the game, so temperatures will be perfect, right around 77 degrees. Let's say if you're headed out for the street fest at 4 o'clock today. And then by game time, temperatures will be back down in the low 70s. And I don't think you're going to need a jacket. I mean, upper 60s, really, it's like, who wears a jacket in Houston in the upper 60s?
I know. Wish it would get colder. I got a whole winter wardrobe ready to go.
I know.
Right. Well, especially with all those
people. Listeners going, wait a minute, I do.
Yeah. No. Just leave the park. You'll be fine. You can walk to your car. And oh, by the way, you're going to be, you know, all worked up in the wind tonight. Who you got in this one tonight, Cole or Scherzer?
Alita. Oh, my God. You know, I'll tell you what. It's hard because, you know, Scherzer used to play for the Detroit Tigers, and my husband, and I'm sorry for those that, you know, are not any Detroit fans, but my husband grew up in Detroit. And so Scherzer coming from, you know, Scherzer and Verlander played at one point together for the Tigers. So even though I know Scherzer more as a pitcher, I mean, you got to go with Cole. I mean, talk about a phenomenal pitcher. I mean, he is absolutely, what can I say? UCLA grad. My husband went to UCLA. His wife is from UCLA. I got to go with, you know, my California roots.
Wow, so there's actual logic to it. Look at that.
At least Alita doing all kinds of homework. All right.
Homework. I just knew some of this information. That's what happens when you come from a household, you know, where my husband and my son are both in tune with the sports, and I have to wake up and go to sleep with ESPN every single day of my life.
Good for you. Well,
all right, Alita, now you rank, who do you like the most on the show, Granato or Raheel?
I will have to say, because Granato's last name is easier, I will have to say Granato, because how many times have I called Raheel Raheem? And
right, it's a Super Bowl, remember? But we made you do that, actually.
Hey, we go way back, yes. Right. We go way back to our days at the Super Bowl here, and Mr. Raheel, I must call you Raheel. Raheel played a not-so-fun joke on me, and I was... You still remember that, Raheel?
Yeah, so we took one of our former interns. He was walking around doing interviews, so we convinced him that Alita was Chrissy Teigen.
Oh.
Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah.
And he bought it. Like, it was It was bad.
And
man.
He interviewed you?
Yeah.
Oh, and I felt so bad. I looked at him. I looked at Raheel and David Nuno because they were both in on this. And I felt so bad. I was like, okay, what do I do at this point? Do I tell the truth and be like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not who you think I am. Or do I just go with it and be like, oh, my gosh, thank you. Me and John just love, you know, Houston sports. I kind of went bad. With it. I was like, sure, I'll take a picture. I felt so bad.
And then I sent you the screenshot, right? He posted it on Facebook. Miss Chrissy Teigen.
Yes. Yes. And that's when I felt so bad.
Yeah.
Who was it?
Do you we used to call him Joker intern because he always used to do a Joker impression.
Yes.
Yeah, I forgot his name, to be honest with you.
Oh, nice. Shame
Adele,
on you.
The little people. He can't remember the little people.
I'm sorry.
People.
Yeah, I don't remember little people.
You
now.
See?
I'm in a different stratosphere.
Yeah, now you're way different. You're working with Channel 13 on their website. Alita Loresca, you can watch her mornings on Channel 13 giving you the weather every morning.
Wait, John, Raheel, you know you can't just catch me on TV. Like, you know, like I'm on ABC13.com, you know, we're on the news app, and you got to pimp out our show tomorrow morning. We've got a special story about a mariachi band. They're like one of the biggest musical fans of the Astros. You guys check us out.
Oh, cool.
Well, check that out.
Check it out.
ABC13.com.
Make sure you download the ABC13 app, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You get your notifications neighborhood wise. So
and follow
them
on Twitter too.
Yeah.
And oh, you get all the stories on Twitter, too. Yeah. Look, I just kind of slipped that in there, and you're running with it.
Right. We got you. We got
Alita,
you.
As always, we appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
All right. There's Alita Loresca right here on the ESPN 97 phone.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.